Among ongoing federal funding cuts, the Native Professional Advancement Center is urging Congress to reverse a budget proposal that would eliminate money for Native workforce training programs. The center's board chair, Lorraine Edmo, recently sent a letter to Democratic Representative Rosa DeLauro, a ranking member of the House Appropriations Committee, requesting action to restore $60 million. Executive Director of the Center, Darius Lee, says the elimination of federal funding, quote, undermines decades of progress and violates the government's responsibility to honor tribal sovereignty. According to a press release by the organization, the federal budget proposal by the Trump administration is calling for the elimination of the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, and instead creating a new state-controlled block grant called Make America Skilled Again. If created, it would cut tribes and nonprofits from direct access to workforce resources, force tribes to compete with the state for funding, and shut down culturally specific support systems that have helped Native people earn employment. The House Appropriations Committee is scheduled to possibly take another vote on this portion of the budget on September 2nd. For National Native News, I'm Jeanette Didios.